This is 89.1 WGLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. Bloomington's Cody Dekoff, known professionally as Chicago Farmer, digs deeper into America's widening economic divide on his new album, Flyover Country. The album details stories about the haves and have-nots. It also uses the Texas-based Band of Heathens as his backing band. Ahead of the Valentine's Night Chicago Farmer Show at the Castle Theater, Dekoff talks with us about the genesis of his new songs and why the primarily solo artist wanted a full band album this time around.
My solo career was starting to take off, so I decided to put a wrench in that and just go this band route on this project. Over the years, I've got to open up for the Band of Heathens out of Austin, Texas. And one of those particular nights, I was opening up for them, I think, at the Ark in Ann Arbor. And their guitar player, Gordy, said, "What are you doing for your next project?" And I said, "I don't know, but I want a band, and I want a band that knows how to make records." And he says, "Well, it just so happens that we have a recording studio now called The Finishing School that we took over from a friend of ours in Austin, and we'd be willing to do that with you." And I thought, well, there's a sign. I can't really pass this up. I got some guys that know how to play the soul, but also revolve around the song, who also know how to make records, which I really don't. You know, I know how to write some songs, and I've gotten lucky going in the studio with my friends and cranking out some stuff, but we never really had a mission or a plan on how to make a record, and these guys kind of did.
Well, come on.
Indiana Line is the opening track to the new album called Flyover Country from our guest Chicago Farmer. You mentioned you wanted to do a full band album. Why did you want to do a full band?
You know, I've been doing the troubadour solo thing for about 18 years, give or take a year or two. I was loving it and it was doing well, but I felt like after that amount of time, it was getting a little comfortable. I kind of felt like I was going out and playing the same songs and the same sets every night, and the last thing I ever want to do is go through the motions. It just so happened the songs I was writing, I felt like needed the power of a band, even like the slow songs, they needed that power and that groove. And it was just something I was feeling, a different way to put the poetry in motion.
Well, let's play the title track to Flyover Country.
Sure.
Talking about social issues, not necessarily political issues, though they can be the same. You're talking about the haves versus the have-nots. And you've done this, but there seems to be more of this on this album than I've heard in the past.
Yeah, when I was a kid, all of the politicians and everybody I knew talked about how important the middle class was and how important it was to have those three different entities. And at the time, it was the have-a-lots, the have-somes, and the have-nots. And everybody talked about how important it was to keep the have-somes there. And I feel like now we're kind of just getting into two groups, the have-a-lots and the have-nots is the way we're going, unfortunately. And I definitely noticed that, and I definitely put that into that song.
Pastures aplenty, not enough.
You know, it's interesting because you talk about the haves and the have-nots, and that seems to really resonate with your audience. But those have-nots fall into different camps politically, even if they're in the same camp socially. But your audience, your fans, I would imagine fall on different sides. How do you keep from alienating one side?
Yeah, the Chicago Farmer name rings true more than ever, you know. The north of I-80 and the south of I-80 is very different, and obviously I've spent time and had my mail sent to both, you know.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I have lots of family members who are Republican. I have lots of that are Democrat. I don't know. I do get along with everybody. I never try to alienate one side or another. I think I go issue by issue. And if there's an issue or something happening I don't like, then I don't really care what side came up with it or what side backs it or what side is against it. That's what I speak out upon, you know. I've never voted for somebody because they were a Democrat or Republican. I always thought who voted for who I thought was better. That's probably not something that people like to hear, but I don't really care.
Well, the cover of Flyover Country has, it's a very simple one. It's a wheelbarrow with a propeller on the front, and I'm not sure what is in the wheelbarrow. Is that just dirt?
Yeah, just dirt and dust.
Where did the idea for this image come from?
It was a poem, Red Wheelbarrow, So Much Depends, that I read one time, and now I can't remember who it's by or how it goes. But it's a simplistic poem that just basically says how much we depend on the farmers and the blue-collar workers and the people who are overseen, who are kind of the backbone of the country, and how much that wheelbarrow actually means to them and what the jobs that it gets done and what it can help provide for families. Throwing the propeller on there was just a kind of a fun thing to do because we're kind of stuck here, you know, working in the grounds of the Midwest. But we eventually want to take off and try to explore better things and take flight and see what's out there.
I want to move to a song that I think is a little more fun.
Yeah.
All in One Place.
Start writing this song in a flood. Finished it in a drought. Recorded in a heat wave. It was cold.
I'm taking this as a funny song with a message still.
Yeah, I mean, it's angry. It's a musician song for a musician, I would say, but it kind of relates to everybody. My song, Everybody in This Town, which was on my 2013 Back and Forth record, It hit like 10,000 plays on TouchTune jukeboxes. So they inform you when that happens, like it's a big deal. So I got all excited about it, and I took my wife out to a nice restaurant and bought her like top shelf drinks and desserts, and we painted the town, and then a few days later I got the check from TouchTunes and it was for like $11.
Oh man.
So some people punch walls and, you know, get angry. I just pick up my guitar and write a song. I'm very fortunate to be able to do that.
One Place from the new album by Chicago Farmer. It's called Flyover Country. And you're getting good reviews. You're getting really good reviews. Matter of fact, you put some reviews up on Facebook just the other day. One guy mentioned he wanted you to change your name. Other than that, he loved the album.
Yeah. And not everybody gets it yet. It's all right. I came up with the name 20 years ago. I can't get rid of it now. And I've actually, it's who I am. It's what I've become. It's what I sing about. It really is my persona. It really is who I am.
So.